This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wife cheated on me and daughter took her side. Now years later she's begging me to pay her college debt. Story 1. I have not seen my wife or daughter in roughly 5 years. Why? Well, we were very bad in a financial spot. But luckily, so luckily, I got this amazing job offer in a different country, which basically had me on a contract to be gone for roughly 5 years. What I did not expect when I come back was my wife. She's a cheater. She did not even let me know that she's lost love with me. But what really broke my heart was my daughter, who I thought would be with me forever because she was always a daddy's little girl. But it turns out she's on her mother's side. And she said these words to me. My wife left me for someone else and my daughter said, she has always deserved better. Well, that hurt. Being cheated on is not what I expected to find out when I came home for the first time in 5 years. I was so happy to see my wife and my daughter who at the time I left was 13. I mean, video calls could just never make up for seeing each other. In the 5 years that I have been gone, I've only seen my wife and daughter twice. It hurts when they have to leave, but what can I do? I had no choice but to leave so that we could all have a better future. But turns out I might as well have not come back because they don't even appreciate it. They're the most ungrateful people I've ever met. It's like they're different people from the ones that I left. For a bit of context, I left the country 5 years ago because I got an irresistible job offer that was going to help with our financial situation a lot. My daughter was born prematurely. She had problems with some of her internal organs, especially her heart. By the time she was 10 years of age, there was no choice but to operate or otherwise she would be dead. At the time I was working as a clerk, and my wife was working as a waitress, and we just struggled financially because medical aid did not cover some of the cost. Slowly we slipped into debt, and we borrowed from friends and family. Then things got worse when I got laid off. Our marriage was on the rocks, and we had a sick child. Those years were some of the most depressing times of my life. I felt no hope at all of our situation changing. But luckily my daughter's surgery went well, and ever since then she has had no problems with her heart. When she stabilized, we were very happy, but only for a short period of time. Then we realized that we were sitting in a huge amount of debt, and I was having trouble finding work. My wife was very resentful towards me, and sometimes I felt like divorcing her. I know she felt like leaving me as well, but she stayed. For that, I was very grateful, because I felt like I failed her as a husband. And then, just when I thought that things were only going to get worse, they got better. I got a job overseas, working with an international company, and it was a 2-year contract with no vacation. The money was good, better than what I was getting here, and the problem was that it was so far, and I was going to have to leave my wife and my daughter. We discussed it at great length and decided that I was going to go and work so that we could pay off our debt. Maybe if we had some money left over, we could invest in or start a business to ensure an income. I left, I'll not lie, I worked most hours of the day, and I worked my regular job, and also took shifts at a cafe close to my house when they were short-staffed. I managed to pay off a chunk of the debts, but then we had a problem with the place where they were staying, and they had to move. My daughter had a change of schooling. My wife needed a car because the area that they moved to was very remote. So after those 2 years, I accepted a 3-year extension. I managed to get them to come to visit me about 2 times, and slowly the situation started to stabilize a bit. A year ago, I got a promotion. I earned so much money this year that I decided it's time for me to come back home. With my years of experience and connections, I was able to find a job as a manager at one of the branches of my company. The pay is still good and there are benefits, so I can say that I'm even in more of a better financial position than I was 5 years ago, and I'm so glad about it. My wife does not have to work. We've been planning to rent out a little shop and have her sell some homemade stuff so that she can keep busy. My daughter is doing very well at school. She's 17 now, and one of the top learners at school. She's not had any health problems in years, and that fear that I can get a call anytime has finally subsided. I've been back home for about a week now, and everything is a mess. I'm lost for words. I don't even have words to express the disgust that I feel for my family. I had to go live in a foreign land, work these crazy hours, and simply survive on bread because of them. I worked so dang hard to have enough money to support them, and this is what they do to me. And all of my daughter, all she has to say is she supports her mother and she was tired of hearing her mom cry at night. She's incredibly happy that now she has found someone who actually loves her. Well, I guess my sacrifices were not love at all. But I'm getting away from the main point, which is what happened exactly. My wife, Anna, and I managed to get an earlier flight than the one I had planned, and I arrived early. I wanted to surprise them, and since I already had the address, I just showed up. Both of them were so happy to see me. I ate something, and then I slept because I was so tired. When I woke up, my daughter had gone to school, and Anna was home. She made some breakfast for me, and then she went shopping. I went back to sleep because I was still a bit tired. Then I woke up and decided to take a walk. When I was at the park, just sitting, I saw a recognizable head of hair. My wife, she's 42, but she has really gray hair. She has always had it, even when I met her, and it's very, very gray. She doesn't dye it anymore, she just likes to embrace it a bit, and I saw the hair of the color on it, and it was the back of the car. That appeared to be a couple embracing or getting up to something at the back. I was curious and also like, what the heck? Because there were kids at this park, so I get a closer look so that I could see exactly what was going down, only to see my wife, half naked, with another man. I just opened up the door and dragged him out and threw him to the ground. Everything after that was an absolute blur. She tried to talk to me, but I pushed her off, and I walked back home without even saying anything. When I got home, I just sat in silence, and then the tears started to roll. They consumed me entirely, and the anger, shock, and disgust were just too much for me to handle. I mean, guys, I love that woman. I'm not going to lie, it's been hell without her, and this is what she does to me. I simply could not comprehend it. My daughter came back home and found me sitting there in a mess. She asked what's wrong with me, and I told her nothing, assuming that the little traitor knew nothing about this. I didn't want to stress her, and her mother came back home later that night while Nadia was sleeping. I was sitting in the living room with the lights off, and she did not see me as she tried to sneak into Nadia's room. No, we're going to talk about this, I said. We argued for a while, with her trying to justify what she did. Her sorry excuse was that she missed me and felt so disconnected from me because I was always away, working. I told her that it was all for her. This is why I did it, and it is what hell for me too. Then she told me that she simply did not love me anymore. She loved Gareth, her new boyfriend. She was so calm when she said it, too. There was no remorse in her voice, so I screamed and I yelled at her to get the hell out of here. Dad, please stop. Nadia, I told her that I was not going to stop and I wanted this woman out of our lives. And then she told me that I was the one who had to leave because my wife loves Gareth, not me. Yes, my own daughter said that, and I asked her, how could she say that when I'm her father? She told me that her mother deserved someone who was there for her, and Gareth, anyways. When she said it, she was screaming it, as if I was not her father but some random intruder in the middle of the night. My heart broke that night, and I had nothing to say. So I left. I've not spoken to either of them since then, and the only communication was when my wife signed divorce papers. I don't know what to do. Both my wife and my daughter hate me, and what did I do to deserve this? A few months later, in the end, I gave her what she wanted, which was divorce. I decided that I was not going to make a big deal out of it, and I was going to exit their lives completely. If they did not want me, then I was not going to make noise about it. One thing that being away for a long time has taught me is that there's never a need for violence, and that people have their own choices. Now, my family has chosen that they don't want me, right? So who am I to fight them? My daughter was on her mother's side when we were divorcing, and she did not look me in the eyes, and she did not answer her text messages. Her mother did not even feel shame for what she had done. She looked relieved to be done with me, and during this divorce we did not tell anyone the reason why we were divorcing because of privacy reasons. I've just gotten back to town, and I'm new at work. I just want the transition to be smooth and not be part of this office drama. Also, my daughter begged me not to tell anyone what her mother did. That was the first and only time she talked to me during this whole ordeal, and after I agreed, because my heart is soft and I can never really say no to my daughter, she went back to ignoring me. I let them take the apartment, and I let her keep the car. But everything that I worked hard for remained with me. See, I had been smart enough to make sure that she never had claim to any of my assets. When I found what happened, I transferred everything to my brother. My lawyer was also very good, and made sure that they walked away with absolutely nothing. It's been 2 months now, and I got myself a place to stay, far away from them, and I'm doing well at work and I'm planning on using my money for something. I have to cut all ties with Anna and Nadia. They're strangers to me and I'll see at the end of the year about leaving the country. Sure, I have my brother, my mom and my dad, but I'm not used to this place anymore. I also hate it because of all that's happened. Update number 2, my daughter contacted me after they made my life hell. Well, I thought that we actually agreed to keep reasoning for separation a secret so that we could all just move on with our lives. But boy, I guess I was wrong. My wife and daughter were very spiteful because they got none of my assets. So without my knowledge they started lying about me so that people would turn on me. I noticed that a bunch of my family members never replied to my messages when I texted them, and I just found it strange. When I went to my brother's house and his wife was a bit off, that was when I knew something was up. This was when the divorce was being finalized and they had lost their claim to my assets. I asked my brother what the heck's going on, and he told me that it was nothing. Well, I know my brother, and I could see that he was lying. So I probed him till he told me what was happening. It appeared that my wife and daughter were telling people that she left me because I'd been emotionally abusive. She also said that I had not been paying their bills when I was overseas, and they just suspected that I had another woman out of marriage. I was shocked to hear these absurd rumors, and of course my brother did not believe them, but he said that his wife and many of the family members believed it. When I found out, I had no choice but to break my silence. I told anybody who could listen that she was the one who cheated, but they either did not believe me or thought it was justified. So now I'm a pariah in the family and everybody hates me and thinks I'm a bad person for leaving them with nothing. I've only had to pay child maintenance for Nadia, and that's not going to be for long because she's turning 18 soon. Besides that, I've had no contact with her or her mom and I'm pretty happy about it. Update several months later. Hey guys, I know you wanted an update. I'm hanging in there. I have no one I can trust in my life, but, well, like I said, I'm hanging in there. Yesterday Nadia came to see me at my office. It was definitely a surprise and I did not think she would ever want to see me again after she took her mother's side. Yet she was here yesterday to grovel for money. I stopped paying child support months ago, and as soon as that was done, I blocked the two of them. She told me that she had called me a, well, but chicken, and I do remember seeing a missed call from a private number, but not thinking too much about who might have called me. I figured that it was important and the person would just call me back. She told me that she had been very quick to judge when I found out her mom was cheating. Anna had been lonely and Gareth had helped her with things that I was incapable of doing since I was out of the house. He had even become a father figure in her life. Nadia had been thinking about how the situation was handled for a while now and wanted to have a relationship with me. I was immediately suspicious about why she would want to fix things with me, with her mother hating me and all. I asked her if her mother even knew that she was here, and she scoffed and said, "She'll not even notice that I'm gone." Well, I said, "Why? She's too focused on work. She's the only breadwinner in the family, after all." She sighed, and I did not feel sorry for her. She's the one who chose her mother and did not stop at that, going as far as ruining my reputation in the family. I still get funny looks when I see my family members. Besides, my parents, my relationship with a lot of family is non-existent, what they said. Their lies absolutely outraged me, and I would never hurt them. I gave her a peaceful divorce, and even continued to support Nadia for as long as I was legally required to. Nadia told me that she was going to be honest about it. They were struggling to make ends meet, and she did not think that her mother was going to be able to pay for her college. So I asked her, how was that my problem since she claimed that I was no longer her parent? She is over the age of 18, you know, so she's going to have to make a plan for herself and leave me out of it. I was running late for a meeting already, so I gave her a taxi fare and told her to leave me alone because she's no longer a part of my life. You must know where I'm coming from, guys. I trusted them both to have my back while I was out there working hard for them. Instead, they showed their gratitude by hiding such a secret. I wish that I had exposed Anna when I found out about her affair, and let people know exactly how shameless that she was. Instead, she ruined my reputation and I lost all credibility. Now Nadia wants to come crawling back because she needs my money. I'm not going to make the same mistake of trusting her again, and once my trust is broken, it's very hard to get that back. She can lie in the bed that she made with her mother. Update. She's been begging me to pay for her college, and well, I agreed. If there's one thing about Nadia, it's that she's persistent and never gives up. This has saved her life countless times, and she has a spirit that simply refuses to die and does not go down without a fight. When I returned from my meeting, she was gone, but she had left a letter. She apologized for just showing up at my place of employment, and she asked to meet up with me for coffee so that we could chit-chat. She said that she wanted to reconnect with me as a father, and it was not just about her struggles to get money for tuition. She left a number for me to call, her number which, by the way, I have memorized. Something I have often wished that I forgot the day that she turned her back on me. I sat with the letter for a few days, holding and folding and unfolding it as it contemplated in my mind the pros and cons of doing this. Finally, I just decided to sit down with her for an hour only. She had one chance. She was very grateful when I gave her a chance, and she promised that she would not blow the money. So for 1 hour we talked and caught up on life. She was still doing well at school, and there was no health concerns. She had gotten into 3 colleges, but had her heart set on a particular one. She spent most of her time alone, because her mother was always working. Anna was no longer dating Gareth, and things had just failed to work out and Gareth had not been supportive during her financial woes. In reaction to that, I felt sweet satisfaction knowing that her cheating had all been for nothing. Doubt. She was in a worse position than when she had started and she was sending her daughter to get help from me. Yes, Nadia was sent by her mother to ask me for money even if she denies her with her whole life that she was. Nadia cannot think for herself. She allows her mother to think for her. And the giveaway was the fact that she decided to go into business instead of medicine. Her mother always wanted her to go into business, not medicine. Now she was trying to gain the sympathy points for me. I decided to indulge her and see how genuine that she was, and I told her I would think about helping her and call when I made my final decision. I'd spoken to my accountant, who was able to move a few things around and could determine that, yes, I could afford to pay for my daughter's full college tuition. The next day I met her again and told her the good news. And oh boy, she was ecstatic, giving me the biggest hug. Before I could finish, I told her that I could do it, but I just needed only one thing from her. Well, that's when she said she would do anything so that she could go to college. I asked her to come out with the truth about why her mom and I divorced the whole family. I was tired of being treated like a bad person and I need my name cleared. And when she does, that is when she gets it. If she did that, I would pay for her tuition. What she was asking of me was a difficult thing. For me to just forgive her after she betrayed me and send her to college, free of charge. Who's to say she's not waiting around to bail on me again? I told her that if she did that, she would prove that her loyalty lies with me. And she stood by her mother and threw me under the bus. Now it's time for her to fix it. But get this, she said no, she's not going to do it. She stood up and she laughed in an angry fit, and then she came back just a few minutes later, telling me that she needed me to drop her back home. Yeah, right, I gave her money for a cab and told her to get lost. I knew she would not do that. I knew that she was still going to be loyal to her mother. She lied when she said she cared about fixing things between us. It scares me how quickly she's starting to look like her mom and acting like her too. There's no sign of that sweet little baby girl I left when I went to live overseas. She's become entirely corrupt, and as her parent I will not stand by it. I've been lenient with her ever since I came back, and I allowed her to say what she wanted to me, despite the fact that I'm her father. So now it's time for me to do what a father must do, which is to set her down the right path, and I will only do this because I love her. There's hope for her yet, and I just hope she'll see it in the way that I do. I know she'll not, and she'll probably hate me even more, but this is needed. She needs to be set down the right path before she becomes a rotten egg. Her mom has spoiled her for far too long, and she just needs to learn that actions do have consequences. Trust me when I say that I do not love doing this to her, but she's brought this upon herself. I've given her a chance to fix things, but instead she chose to keep a secret. Update. A few weeks later, this is the final update. Guys, what she did not know was that the very first day that she came to my office, I recorded her. Something told me that she might say something incriminating about herself or her mother. I've obviously not let that betrayal go. It might be a little petty. I've wanted to get revenge on them for several months, but I've stopped myself. I've told myself that it's morally wrong for me to seek revenge, and that I should just let karma deal with it. It has dealt with them, and I would have let it go, were it not for the way Nadia blatantly refused to tell the truth, even though her future depended on it. Guys, I have a full recording of her confession, that she supported her mother's cheating, and that she and her mother spread these false rumors all about me. I got part of the confession on the first day that she came to visit me, and the rest on the day that we met up for coffee. I gave her a few days to tell me that she had changed her mind and she was going to confess the truth in front of the whole family. But as I suspected, she did no such thing. So then I decided that it's time for the world to know that she and her mother were truly like this. I sent copies of her confession to every single family member that I could get a hold of, and on the day I did so, the whole family was gathered for a family dinner, and in the past I had no intentions of being a part of it since I was the black sheep of the family. From the moment I entered, I got some of the ugliest stares, and I could hear them whispering left and right all about me. Normally I would have just got up and left, for I hate the feel to be disliked by the whole room, but this time I held my own. Knowing that my name was about to be clear, I scheduled the messages to be sent to everybody at one time, even those who were not present on the day, and I smiled as I heard that noise. The phones chiming and the people opening up a recording. "What is this?" my brother's wife asked. She was looking at my daughter and ex-wife with absolute, pure shock. The shock turned to anger. Then she was insulting them, calling them liars, and she said she was disgusted by them and they're nothing but lies. She could not believe that she fell for it. Everyone had the same reaction. They were simply horrified by the actions and told them a thing or two about themselves. Nadia sat there with tears in her eyes as she looked at me. She did not blink, she did not say a word. My ex was starting to turn red with anger. She grabbed Nadia's hand and they left, and I ran after them, only to find them standing in the driveway and Anna was shouting at Nadia, who was just standing there like a statue. I should have just given you to your father, you're useless. Not only did you cost me my relationship with Gareth, since I have to provide for you, but you've also embarrassed me today. You had one job, which was to get the money so that I could use it to start a business, but no. You decided to sing like a little bird. Well, Nadia tried to apologize several times, but Anna was not hearing it. Then Anna pushed her, and she stumbled into the car falling onto the ground, and she clutched her chest and let out a weak, "Mom, get out of the way," Anna said, and the most hateful voice that she's ever used and said, "Nadia, get up." Nadia got up and took a few steps back from her. "Get in the car." She just stood there and did not get in. So then Anna pulled out the driveway, leaving her daughter standing there. And then she bent over in two and started breathing very heavy. I called for my brother Aaron as I checked up on her, and her heart was beating way too fast and she was struggling to breathe. The worst case scenario went into my head, and there's no way that her heart was starting again after so many years of being healthy. I was interrupted from my thoughts by my brother, who told me that we need to go, right now, to the hospital. The rest of the family followed behind us as we raced against time. We got there in record time and had people attending to her in a matter of seconds. Then there was a long wait, as every possible situation was running through my head. Maybe she was going through this because of me. Maybe it was all my fault. I should not have exposed her. Eventually, the doctor came to update us about her situation, and, well, she was fine. She had a very bad panic attack. All was okay with her heart. I called Anna and texted her to let her know what happened, but she didn't even respond. I got Nadia discharged and took her to my house where she got some testing and rest. The next day she was wide awake and feeling better, and the first thing she said to me was sorry. Sorry for all that she's put me through, and her mother has always bossed her around and she sent her to, well, pretend to ask for college tuition when she needed the money for something else. I forgave her. She is my daughter, after all, and I told her that she's more than welcome to stay with me because I do not think that her mother's house is safe. She's now been staying with me for a few months, guys, and her mother has not even tried to look for her. I can see that she's hurt, but maybe it is what she needs just to let go of this toxic person who's supposed to be her mom. It is better that she saw it now than later, and she's lucky. Well, luckier than me, who has been married to that vile woman for over 2 decades and did not see that she chose for herself. And I will pay for the tuition. I forgive her. I'm a father and I can never hate my own child. It's her mother, who I have a hard time forgiving.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.